Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to be able to hang out with you and to bring you some really smart people, including our good friend Eric Gross, who's with us right now. Eric is Senior Vice President with Constant Contact, an organization that helps small business owners all across the country, maybe around the world for all I know, reach out and touch their customers in a very efficient way. He's our good friend Eric. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, we're in over 110 different countries around the
world.
Wow. You got that right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And see what happens when you start out on the Small Business Advocate Show.
That's right. It's all due to you, Jim.
Well, when you guys first started being on my show way back years and years ago, what was it, 6 or 7 or 8 years ago? I mean, you had like 3 customers or something like that, you know? They weren't in one country, folks. They were in one county, 3 customers in one county. And it's all exploded since that moment, hasn't it, Eric?
It has. And now we've got over 185,000 customers and, like I said, over 110 countries around the globe.
And not one commission check have I received, ladies and gentlemen. And I need to check in the mail, Jim. Yeah, I need to speak to you and Gail about that. So what's new in the world of email marketing?
Well, Jim, we've seen a lot of interesting developments over the last couple months. You know, the economic challenges have hit our economy. A lot of questions about what small businesses can do to kind of ride out the storm. And it's actually kind of interesting. I mean, in the recession, consumers tend to spend a bit less, but we also find it's a period of time where small businesses can thrive, and actually, at the end of the day, they are the heartbeat that brings back a resurgent economy. So we're kind of keeping an eye on all those things and working with small businesses to help them get through these challenging times with the economy.
You know, your business, though, really ought to be booming right now, because what you guys do is help people market themselves in a very efficient way.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, we kind of think of ourselves as the fuel of that resurgency in the economy, and helping small businesses really focus on what will make them successful during these times in the economy. And you know, and it's really through a lot of education and educational programs that we have that we can transfer that knowledge and help them be successful.
Right, right. Well, you know, this whole email marketing thing has been very fascinating. One of the things we've learned, I saw some of your people. When I was at the Warlow Conference a couple of weeks ago in Las Vegas, I ran into some of your folks who were out there as well. Mm-hmm. And here's what I learned, Eric, that they should have brought back if they didn't. And that is that when small business owners are asked, how would you prefer to be contacted? How would you like for us to reach out and touch you with information, with new offers, with whatever it is that you'd like to hear from us about? These are people that you have a relationship with now.
Yep.
The number one thing was not direct mail. It was not telephone. The number one thing was, please contact us by email.
Yep. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, from the standpoint of, you know, being a very not only cost-effective medium to communicate, but also one where you very quickly can consume a fair amount of information, make a decision one way or the other. And it's also one that's very environmentally friendly. So you put all those things together, and it's no wonder that email marketing is that sort of communication medium of choice.
Well, more and more, I'm getting information from the companies that I do business with, mm-hmm. There's a dozen or so that I do business with all across the landscape, the marketplace landscape. Every industry, you know, lots of industries, and more, that's the way that they get business out of me. Is they send mm-hmm. me a little email reminder, a little note, You know, it might be an airline. It could be all the way from Delta Airlines down to the guy who runs the local a farmer's market emailing me what produce is available this week.
Yeah. You know, and I guess that's one of those other byproducts of a challenging economy. With people spending less, you know, for them to select you, you have to be seen as the trusted expert out there. And, you know, if you, the product, the services that you're selling, if you don't have that relationship, then consumers are going to tend to, you know, look to a way that they can save money on what it is that you're buying or selling. And, you know, that's when you run the risk of them going to one of those the major retailers because obviously they can deliver it at a cheaper cost.
Because, and folks, and when it comes to email, you're on the same playing field with the big guys. And we're going to talk about that when we come back after these messages. 20 till. Eric Groves is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Eric Groves. He's Senior Vice President with Constant Contact. And by the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and all the other things we do here. And the second one is askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. Eric, when we went to the break, folks, we were talking with Eric about how email can level a playing field. I meant what I said a while ago. In any given week, I'll receive an email notice, a little update, from companies as large as IBM and GM and Delta Airlines and people like that to people who I buy clothes from or gifts for my family, all the way down to the local shoe shop, and as I said earlier, the guy who runs the local farmer's market, letting me know what produce is going to be fresh this week and when I can pick it up. And the thing is as it comes in on my email, they're all on par with me. These are all people I do business with. So they're coming in that way by email, they're equal.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I think that you're spot on. I mean, it's very easy to do email marketing and look very professional for a small business owner, and that's one of the things that we focused on in our product at Constant Contact is really providing them with tools that are very simple to use, but the output looks incredibly professional.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives them all of the tools that the big enterprise guys have in terms of understanding who opened your message, who clicked through,
Eric,
stuff.
That's important. But even more than that,
mm-hmm.
just the fact that you showed up.
Yep.
I mean, look, that's what Woody Allen said, right? 80% of life is showing up, folks. Where people want to show up. I'm going to give you some information that I learned at this Warlow conference. I was telling Eric about it off the air. Your customers want you to reach them by email. That's what they told. The research shows more than calling them, more than anything, any other way you can reach out to them, they want you to reach them by email. That means they're willing to give you their email address, number one.
Yep.
And number two, they want you to connect with them that way. And when you do, you're just like everybody else. You're like the big guys. You're on a level playing field because you have what they need. Because I can't buy produce from Delta Airlines.
That's right. Well, you know, the other thing, Jim, is actually small businesses have a huge advantage over the big guys in the sense that most small business owners, when they went into business, they went there into that business because they were an expert in that field. And that's something that the guys like Walmart could never get, is really having a connection with their customers at that level of knowledge. And sharing that knowledge that you have as an expert with your customers is the best way to build that relationship with them that makes you the trusted expert that they turn to when they want that product or service.
Absolutely. Now, you brought some tips along with you on how to do a better job with email marketing, didn't you?
Well, and I think it's sort of really how to do a better job in a tough economy. You know, the first thing that we suggest people do is really spend their marketing dollars smarter. Focus on the return on investment that you get and ask yourself, each time I spend here, what kind of results am I getting back, and channel those dollars towards those things that are driving the highest return. And then the second thing, as you alluded to earlier, is you got to have a customer list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as simple as just putting out a little, you know, piece of paper, 8.5 by 11, that says join our preferred customer list, you know, first name, last name, email address, and build an asset, because if you don't have it, you can't leverage it. And you'd be amazed how many folks out there haven't even gone to the point of actually starting to build that
You've
list.
You've got to do, folks, this is a discipline. This is a task. This
yep,
is something that you must learn how to do with great skill and efficiency. Practice if you have to, get training if you have to, to get counseling if you have to, take medication if you need to, but start asking your customers for their email address.
Yeah, and it, you know, there's a survey out there. It's about 60% of the folks that if you ask them and they're a customer of yours, they will give it to you. So
sometimes they'll tell you, please take my email address.
Yeah, well, you know, I do that all the time where I say, you know, I love a store I go into. I say, can I join your mailing list? And then people look back at me and say, well, we don't really have
one. What's that?
yeah, I keep a whole stack of sign-up books in my car. I go out and get one. I give them to them and say, hey, you know, put this out and see what happens. So that you know, that's number two. Number three is really increasing your customer communications frequency if you're already doing email during challenging times as a way to sort of stay more top of mind. But you have to couple that with sharing your knowledge. So it's not all promotional about, hey, come buy this from me, come buy this from me. Mm-hmm. A lot of that communication has to be focused on sharing your expertise. If you're a restaurant, share a great recipe. If you are a landscaper, share a couple of plants that deer don't eat if you're in a place where that's a problem. I mean, it's just simple knowledge, because what will happen is your communications will then go from the recipient off to their social network, because face it, if you get an email that has some nugget of knowledge, you're going to share that with other people. If it's just about, hey, come to my store,
right,
it's going to end at that recipient.
That's a little trick, right.
In terms of getting, you know, tapping into someone else's network. And, you know, when a customer refers you to someone else, they're putting their reputation on the line for your business,
right?
And you don't get a better lead than that.
That's a solid goal, folks. Referrals are solid goal. They're is almost as good as money in the bank, because that's what it becomes. It's 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Eric Groves is our guest, Senior Vice President with Constant Contact. That's ConstantContact.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up. Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Eric Groves, Vice President, Senior Vice President with Constant Contact. And Eric, give us your website, please.
It's ConstantContact.com.
And give us the 30-second commercial.
Well, Constant Contact really enables small businesses and organizations to communicate with their customers, to bring them back, create relationships with them that build lifetime relationships that drive repeat sales and repeat business. And we have both an email marketing application as well as an online survey tool, which helps you kind of understand what your customers are interested in, so you can deliver on those things in the future.
CT is also publicly traded now, CTCT on the NASDAQ.
That's correct.
Yeah, so check that out. Okay, you got some more tips for us.
Yeah, so we've been through number three, which was to deliver some great content. Number four, actually, is what we started talking about a little bit there just a second ago, which is investing in understanding your customers' needs. Whether you're reaching out to them in the store and saying, hey, you know, for a first-time customer, how did you find us? You know, that helps you figure out where to spend those marketing dollars smarter. And also, to your existing customers, you know, using something like an online survey so that you can understand what their specific interests are so you can deliver your communications to them spot on. So let's say you're a sports store and you carry all kinds of different sporting goods. If you survey your customers, you can know which ones are the skiers, which ones are the water skiers, which ones play tennis. And then when you're going to run a tennis special, you just, you know, direct your message to those people that are interested in tennis, and therefore the message resonates even better with that customer. So that's number four. And number five is actually turn it around and look at yourself a little bit. Really invest in training your staff on the little things that all add up to great customer service. Because, you know, you may be doing it, and you may be doing a great job, but, you know, you have to train your staff on how to build relationships with your customers so that they're spreading that goodwill that you're working so hard to spread on your behalf. So just invest a little bit in training the staff about those things, and that'll help.
And I don't think you mentioned this, but make sure that you on your website that you have a place where people can sign up for your email blasts, to contact them. I mean, don't miss an opportunity like that. Also, when you communicate with people, give them remind them and give them the ability to forward this to a friend.
Yep. And you know,
that's all part of viral marketing, isn't it?
Yep. And building that list is, you know, no matter how you touch the customer, where you touch the customer, you need to be putting a way that you can collect that information right in front of them. We actually have a little tool that you can put right on your website. It says join our mailing list, and it just flows right into your constant contact account.
But we do need to, let's talk about privacy. And you and I and Gail and I and others have been talking about this for a long time, folks. One of the first things I ever talked about with regard to email marketing or emailing anybody anything was the area of privacy and opt-in. Permission marketing, opt-in marketing, and privacy. Talk to us about that.
Well, Jim, the best way to think about it is to ask yourself two questions: do they know you, and do they care? And if you're sending an email to someone who does know you and does care about what you're sending, you probably have a very good permission-based list. If they know you and they don't care, well, then you need to be working on your content quite a bit. And if they don't know you and they don't care, then you pretty much are spamming those folks. So you need to respect the privacy of the permission of those folks and don't be sending emails to people that don't know you and don't care. And if you're ever in a situation where someone's saying, hey, mail to this list or buy from this list, just ask yourself those two questions and you won't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's good about using an organization like yours is you started talking about it a minute ago, and that's the ability to find out what people are finding it interesting about what you're sending them.
Mm-hmm.
When they open your email, when they click through certain options or whatever, you can actually test and see what it is that people like. If you got three things that you're offering, and you get more click throughs on one than the other two, well, that's what people are looking for.
Yeah, and it's, you know, one beautiful thing about it is it's one of those things that you can just constantly improve on, and that's why we have all these free educational resources in our Learning Center on our website. Whether you're using Constant Contact or not, you can come there and learn how to improve your communication so that you can get greater impact, learn what your reports are telling you.
Right.
And it's all there, and, you know, every day there's something going on that'll help. So why don't we declare June as the month for all small businesses to really get to know their customers a lot better and tee themselves up for a great fall and end of the summer.
Well said. Hey, Eric, thanks for being here. Eric Groves. By the way, Eric, talk to Gail about my commission check. I mean,
I'll work on that, Jim.
I think it's a little late here, buddy. Thanks a lot. See you next time. Eric Groves,
right,
ladies and gentlemen, with Constant Contact. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.